Such an honor to get to catch up here with Tommy Lahren. In fact, I just heard her on Fox News earlier this morning. I remember first seeing her on The Blaze back in the day. You've seen her, on national news time and time again. Tommy Lahren, great to have you on the program this morning. Thanks for being with us.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. It's great to be here. And, you know, I am South Dakota born and raised, so I love talking to you folks from the heartland.
Oh, I didn't know you were from – I was actually going to joke that, you know, you kind of look like this feisty Norwegian that would have grown up on Montana's High Line or something. So you've probably had some Lefse too then, I take it.
Absolutely, and I do come from Norwegian roots. So, you know, I love your state. I love my state. I love the Midwest. I love everything that we stand for, and we just got to keep the Californians out, let me tell you that.
Well, you know, it's funny. I always said that too, but actually we're getting some pretty good refugees here that have showed up. It was the pre-COVID ones that were trying to change Montana into the mess that they made in California. Now we've got folks that are showing up that are just refugees who have had it with the left coast.
Hey, listen, if they're going to come and vote the correct way and preserve the wonderful red state and the values that you guys hold, then that's all great and dandy. They're doing the same thing here in Tennessee where I currently live. But if they're going to bring any of that woke crap along with them, I just assume they stay in California.
Well, I was really excited to see that you're the host of Fox News Commentary, a program we carry here on the show. Where'd you grow up in South Dakota?
I grew up in Rapid City, South Dakota, and I tell you what, my whole family is still back in South Dakota. I come from ranching family on both sides, so I'm a very proud product of that region of the world, and I think it's God's country, and I think many would agree.
That's awesome. Well, that's great to hear. Yeah, well, we cover a lot of those topics. You know, so many friends in the Dakotas and here in Montana that listen to this show. I got to start by getting your take on the FBI raid at Mar-a-Lago yesterday. Our listeners are hot. They're fired up this morning.
Oh, as they should be. You know, every American should be fired up, and not just at what happened, but the meaning behind all of this. If the federal government, if the left, the Democrats, even the Republicans in name only that are quietly cheering this, if they're able to do this to a former president, a former sitting president, what could they do to the rest of us? This is the weaponization of the federal government against its people. It's wrong. It's not something you should see in the United States of America. And we got to make sure that whoever is responsible is held accountable and that this never happens again. It also goes to show how terrified they are of Trump and his supporters.
Yeah. You know, we had a call right before our break, before you came on, Clinton Bozeman. And, you know, I think he's lived seven decades now in the Gallatin Valley. And he says, I hate to say it, but our federal government is corrupt. And my knee-jerk reaction was, well, we see it. We see how our land management agencies are giving perks to you know, radical environmental groups like the American Prairie Reserve, which is trying to kick ranchers off the land here in Montana. And we see it in our federal land management agencies where they're doing these side deals with environmental groups to block logging projects and responsible land management in our forests. And so, unfortunately, like what we saw at Mar-a-Lago yesterday, we're seeing time and time again throughout our federal government.
Well, we are, and I'm glad that you brought up those things, because the things that you mentioned are not what get national attention. You know, anytime you're going to raid Mar-a-Lago or anything associated with Donald Trump, there's going to be a lot of smoke, fire, and fanfare. But a lot of the things that are happening at the state and local level, Americans aren't privy to. They don't understand the extent of it and the arm of the federal government and what the federal government is able to do. And it's sickening. That's why we need to make sure that we're electing America first, Montana first, Tennessee first representatives that are willing to actually stand their ground and fight for what's right and fight back against all of this, especially the woke virtue signaling, the climate change zealots. All of it doesn't have a place. We need to restore our values, and unfortunately, we're heading in the wrong direction, but fortunately, November's coming up, and we have a chance to change a lot of things.
That's right. That's right. And I think this will drive even more independence towards the GOP this November. Had a similar conversation via Twitter earlier this morning, because I think this is just firing up the voters who are seeing the overreach that's going on here. If this news didn't break yesterday, what would the topic have been to talk about this morning? What do you think you would have talked about had this big Mar-a-Lago FBI raid story not broke?
oh, I don't know, maybe the Inflation Reduction Act that's really just going to add more IRS agents, again, increasing the size of the federal government and also allotting money to fight climate change. Oh, or maybe the fact that we still have a baby formula shortage, the fact that we've got 2 million illegals over our southern border, all things that are failures of this administration that they would much rather talk about Donald Trump and Mar-a-Lago than all the failures that Biden has under his belt. I can tell you that much is for sure.
Yeah, exactly. And I couldn't help but also notice the timing of this raid yesterday. You know, it's probably their Hail Mary pass, like you say, for a photo op before the November elections to try to take the attention off of all those other Biden administration failures. But, you know, Liz Cheney, 1 week from today, she faces the voters in Wyoming, and all indications are that she's going to lose and lose big.
Oh, you don't think that Kevin Costner wearing an I'm with Liz shirt is going to change things for her? Because I thought that that was really going to move the needle, you know? I'm sure that you folks are fans of the show Yellowstone because it brings a lot of, you know, brings a lot of attention to the region, and the messages on the show are so great. So I got to tell you what, I was pretty sick to my stomach to see Costner doing that and pulling that move. Liberals are going to live, but, you know, I don't think Liz Cheney has a chance, and I don't think there's any Hollywood actor that can save her.
Yeah, we saw that that Kevin Costner. One of our listeners said, oh, yes, a fake cowboy endorsing the fake Republican Liz Cheney. I mean, you grew up on a ranch in South Dakota. I'm sure the real ranchers out there are like, oh, well, I guess if Kevin Costner's endorsing her, okay, you know, we'll ignore everything else.
Yeah, it's really unfortunate when Hollywood comes in and they try to speak on things in places that they really know nothing about. You know, it's wonderful if you want to spend a little time in Wyoming, a little time in Montana, South Dakota, North Dakota. But at the end of the day, you got to turn it over to the people that know it best. And again, stop messing with these states, because if you mess up God's country, there's going to be nowhere for you Californians to flee to.
That's right. That's right. I've had so many. We've got so many great legal immigrants to this country that have come from former socialist countries, communist countries, and they all said, "Look, we're here in Montana for a reason. We have nowhere else to flee to. We have to fight for freedom here. We have to stand for freedom here. There's nowhere else to flee to."
Well, exactly, and that's why it's so important that we preserve that, because not only Montana, but the United States of America, we are a beacon of hope for the world. That's why you see so many people coming over here the wrong way and the right way, and so we have to make sure we're defending those pillars of freedom and our values. And, you know, I've said it quite often, but now is no time for spineless conservatism. Now is no time for the silent majority. It's time for people to get louder and bring it all the way back to this FBI raid. I think an unintentional consequence for the left is people are going to be more fired up than ever.
All right. Tommy Lahren, great to catch up with you. Yeah, of course, you'll get a chance to hear her Fox News commentary here on these stations. I know you probably got to run to another interview, but if you got anything else you want to share with our listeners before you go.
Hey, listen, I really appreciate you guys, and for all those farmers and ranchers and backbone Americans out there, keep doing what you're doing. I certainly appreciate you. I'm one of you, and I always appreciate your guys' support, and it was so wonderful to talk to you this morning.